Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 15th installment on the Jewish experience in Egypt. The sea did split. The sea split because the Jewish people stepped in. The Jewish people get through. The Egyptians follow them. The Egyptians drown in the sea as it closes upon them. And we have at the end of this chapter, chapter 14, verse 31, Vayar Yisrael asayar hagdolo asher asu Hashem b'Mitzrayim. The Jewish people saw the great hand which God cast upon the Egyptians. Vayiru ha'amas Hashem. And the nation had reverence for God. For those who remember from a couple of days ago, the Ramban's distinction between Am and Yisrael. At this point it says Am, the nation, everybody, had reverence for God. Vayaminu b'Hashem uv'Moshe avdo. And they believed in God and in Moshe his servant. Famous question. Why now do they have this strong belief in God? What did they see here at the sea that they had not seen in the plagues of Egypt? It's a famous question. Numerous answers are given. I just want to give one or two to just reflect on a little bit. A very famous approach, I believe Rav Chaim Friedlander writes about this in an essay, is that if you look at the verses of the Song of Praise to God, there's one verse that talks about the Egyptians drowning in the sea like straw, another one that talks about them drowning in the sea like a stone, another one that talks about them drowning like lead. And the Medrash explains, Rashi cites this Medrash, that the Egyptians had different experiences in their drowning at sea. Some of them died instantaneously. Some of them were thrashing around in the water for an extended period of time, and some of them were something in between. And this is reflected by the different reactions that these different materials would have when falling into the water, straw, lead, stone. And the idea is, there's actually two renditions of the Medrash. One is that the people who were most cruel to the Jews died the quickest. The other is the people who were most cruel to the Jews died the slowest, the most torturous deaths. But the point is, either way, if you go with this Medrash, it could be that the Jewish people saw not only that the Egyptians died, but saw how they died. And once they saw how they died, they realized that God had been watching the whole time. And that it wasn't that God was, chas v'shalom, heaven forbid, asleep at the wheel, and for whatever reason they had this servitude in Egypt, and now was time to move forward. No. God had been watching the whole time. Now, it's still difficult to understand why they had the servitude in Egypt. But any act of cruelty towards the Jews during that period, though it felt like God wasn't there, was ultimately paid back. And this is a level of schar va'onash, of reward and punishment, and specifically God's defense and obvious love of the Jewish people that presents itself as such a strong indicator of God's involvement in their lives. And now in a different way, they saw the might of God before, but now they see the judgment of God. A very worthwhile thing to think about. Another approach that I've heard discussed before, I don't remember from whom, forgive me, but I think it's a powerful idea. We need investment in order to grow. You can show me all the most wonderful miracles. You can present to me all the most wonderful lectures as to why God runs the world. If I'm just thinking and reflecting, that's one thing. In the end of the day, the Jewish people at this moment absolutely risk their lives. Absolutely. You know, in Egypt, they risked their lives by doing the Korban Pesach, by slaughtering these animals that the Egyptians worshipped. But the only thing is, the Egyptians were on their heels. It's clear. The Egyptians had this great regard for the Jews at this point. The Egyptians are having internal struggles whether or not to let the Jews go. That was an extreme demonstration of faith. But this is even more, because this is nature. This is not people's sensibilities and feelings and moods and attitudes. There's water there. If I take another step, I'm going to drown and die. And yet, Dabero b'nei Yisrael v'yiso, speak to the Jewish people and let them take a step forward. And that's what they did. And they saw a tremendous miracle. But it wasn't only that they saw a tremendous miracle. It was they saw a tremendous miracle that was directly connected to their taking a risk in the faith that there would be such a miracle. And when we invest ourselves in belief in God, It's a whole different level. And this is a worthwhile thing to think about as we get ready to celebrate Pesach, that it's a powerful story, but we're told, we say it in the Haggadah, it's not enough to recount the story. Chayav Adam Liros es Atzmo Ki'ilu Hu Yatzam Mitzrayim. A person is obligated to view him or herself as if they themselves left Egypt. We have to see ourselves as part of the story. And part of the logical result of seeing ourselves as part of the story is asking ourselves, how can our belief in God, belief in the connection between God and the Jewish people, manifest itself in a different conduct in our personal lives? We don't have to risk our lives, thank God. Thank God. But we can show our belief in our mission in this world, in God's belief in our mission, in so many different ways. And ironically, if as many of us feel that our religion is lacking a little bit of passion and feeling, ironically, the greatest solution to that is to demand more of ourselves. The more we demand of ourselves, the more we extend ourselves within our connection with God, the more the feeling will be meaningful for us as we see that now they had a stronger faith because they had risked something. Thanks so much for joining us. Everyone should have a Chag Kasher V'Sameach, a wonderful, wonderful Pesach. As always, I just want to thank Reuven Mizrahi and Nechemyah Mand, Noach Wolf, for their tremendous help in running this project. Take care, everyone.